Fat polka too, boys. I got tired of it myself. See, you know, this springtime season that we got on brings on a thing they used to call spring fever. We used to take a lot of, what was it, sulfur and molasses for it or something? Some horrible gook. Well, I got something that's a whole lot more appetizing, a whole lot more delicious, and will lift you up, too, and that's this Lipton tea. I'm not kidding you, though. You take a tip from me, you folks who aren't tea drinkers, or tree drinkers, whichever it is. Take a tip from me and try some tea. I don't care what kind of tea you get. Try any kind of tea. See? Go ahead. I don't care. Buy anybody's tea. Because if you become a tea drinker, it's like I told you last week, you'll eventually get to Lipton. See? In every product that there's always a best one. And sooner or later, people who drink whatever there is to drink finally get to the best one. See? And you'll find that this Lipton tea really is. It's a brisk, wonderful tea. And if you brew it right, on a spring afternoon when you're just sagging down at the knees, you know, and have a cup of hot Lipton tea, just sip it slowly, it'll pick you up and it won't let you down afterwards with such a bang. Try it for me now and see. I'm not kidding you. It's a wonderful beverage. That's the Philadelphia influence. I was down there last week. That's what they call those things down there, beverages. That's so the police won't know what they're talking about on Sunday, you know?